Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Week 8 edition of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I am Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski, and as always, I am with the Sultan of Youth Football, Darren Sutherland.
Oh, another week, John. Another big group of games. Want to say thank you, as always, our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Ed Boyle's Automotive, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, and as always, Johnson and Alday Attorney at Law. You've been in a wreck, call Johnson and Alday. They'll help you out. And a lot of teams went through some wrecks last week, John.
Well, a lot of teams got some rest last week because it was fall break. We only had four games. So it was good. Osborne and Wheeler, tight game all the way through. Thought Osborne was going to pull that one out. Yeah. Wheeler wins 10-0.
The reason it's a big tease when I say a lot of teams went through big wrecks, because when a coach don't know where his players are for 4 or 5 days, that in turn for the coaches is a big wreck, John, and it is a big concern. I mean, just think, parents, you don't know where your 14 or 16-year-old is for 3 or 4 days. Where are you at? So,
well, okay, I'll give you that one. But something tells me there was still some practice going on.
So Osborne lost it at the end. I mean, what happened to the Cardinals, John?
It was no score at the half. Wheeler finally broke through in the third quarter, and they added a field goal late. It was right there. And, you know, the previous year, Wheeler had beaten Osborne 63-0.
I remember.
So they're coming. They're close. And it's going to be interesting to see how Osborne finishes the rest of the season as they go through the rest of region play.
In the next 5 years, South Cobb football is rising from the ashes.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because doubt. South Cobb itself, they've always had a lot of athletes down there. And Ed Koster was down there, was it 6, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Had them in the playoffs and all that. So you know that the ability is there.
Shane it's just Queen getting... was at South Cobb with Kenny McKinney, the former South Carolina standout.
Well, we've had
went to the Denver Broncos.
We had Queen down there. We had Derek Cook down there.
Yeah.
Both of them took him to the playoffs. So we know it's possible.
Hey, coming up later in this podcast, big story, Sam Griffith, Tesh at Mount Perrin, Marietta, North Paulding, Harrison at North Cobb, big great game up in Acworth. And right after the break, some more fun stuff on Cobb Football Friday.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland, and as always, the czar of Cobb County football, the sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal, John Bednarowski. John, last week we did around the county in 90 seconds. We didn't even have to worry about 90 seconds because you only had a few games. This week, we'll let the listeners count 90 seconds in their head because you've got a whole plethora of games starting off with region play, but this will be one that I think we will go back and measure for the next 4 or 5 years. Campbell at McEachern. Can Campbell get over that hump that McEachern has held against them for the past 20 years? Is it time for Campbell to rise to the occasion?
Well, this is as good a time as any if it's going to happen. Campbell's played well at the beginning of the year. Now, they've lost their last two games, but they were both close. The last one was close. It was 1-pointer to Peachtree Ridge. McEachern, it's hard to understand what's going on. Every time you think that they've turned the corner, they take two steps back. So that's going to be an evenly matched game, I think. Pebblebrook at East Coweta is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because we're going to find out who's going to be leading this region real quick, because I think those are the two best teams in there right now. Harrison at North Cobb, we'll talk a little bit more about that one later. Walton at Hillgrove, Walton has to get off to a good start because they can't afford to slip up and get behind North Cobb, Marietta, and that. Marietta and North Paulding, we're going to talk a little bit about later. Osborne at Kell. Kell really needs this one to make sure that they stay in the playoff race. Kennesaw Mountain at South Cobb. Kennesaw Mountain, there was a story that came out in a different publication I was reading. The teams that have the best chance to go undefeated in the regular season. And Kennesaw Mountain was listed fourth.
Wow.
So it's going to be important for them to get off to a good start here in the second half. Sprayberry at Laster, this is another one of those games where, you know, the winner stays alive in the playoff race. Loser puts themselves behind the eight ball. Wheeler at Pope. Pope plays Kennesaw Mountain next week. This is one of those games I think it could be a big trap game for the Greyhounds. So they need to be on guard. Whitfield Academy at Trinity Christian. You know, this is the only game on the schedule that is not a region matchup.
Yeah.
But it is intriguing because Whitfield's going to go down there. Trinity is the defending state champions in Class A private. They played them twice last year. The first game they played them, it was like 14-7 Trinity won. Then they played them again in the playoffs, and all of a sudden it became like 51-10. I think Whitfield is saying, we got a little something for you this time. Whether it's going to be enough, I don't know, but I think it's going to be a much better game than the playoff game. Darlington at Mount Perrin, Region 7A private. First region games on the schedule. Mount Perrin Christian coming off of a nice win. North Cobb Christian at Bowden. It's going to be important North Cobb Christian gets off to a good start because they've scuffled the last couple of games. And Walker's going up to Christian Heritage. Walker got a win 2 weeks ago. They had a rough game the other night, so hopefully they can get things pointed back in the right direction.
You know, to me, and it's nothing against Christian Heritage, but what do? You sit in the stands, fight Christian Heritage, fight. You know, if you're a cheerleader, just don't even sound right. Hey, Region 7A takes off this week. What's happening, John? What's some big fights there?
Well, Region 2 7A, we talked about Campbell McEachern. That's going to be a big game. Pebblebrook at East Coweta. That's going to be we're going to get a sense of where the region is going because it's a five-team region, so four teams are going to make the playoffs. So
and those teams are McEachern, Campbell, East Coweta, Pebblebrook,
and Newnan.
How did they put Newton County?
No, not Newton. Noonan.
Noonan. Okay, Noonan. Okay, there we go. We'll stop at that. But those five. So Campbell could make the playoffs this year very easily.
Yeah, it's basically if they could find a way. I think it's going to take two wins to get to the playoffs out of region play.
Is there a possibility McEachern don't make the playoffs for the first time in 30 years?
You know, that's, I think that's going to be determined Friday night. I think the loser of that game is probably going to end up being the odd one out.
Coaches, get your resumes ready.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Because
that's it. That's it.
You know, because Howie's got it going in the right direction.
I know
Campbell,
it. But I know the Boo Birds at McEachern, they don't make the playoffs, something's going to happen. Region 3-7A. What do we got there, John?
Well, I mean, this is what everybody's been waiting for. Yeah. You know, because now we're going to line up. How are those games for North Cobb, Walton, Marietta? How are they going to line up? You know, North Cobb and Walton, I believe, play next week. So this is going to be a big week for them to get off to a good start. You don't want to slip up in region play before some of these big games. You know, if Harrison's defense comes out and plays its best game, it could give North Cobb some problems. So we'll have to see how that works. Hillgrove, they're still a little bit behind the curve, but they're getting better. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle Walton, so we'll have to see how that works. But, these first couple of games are going to set the tone, and then, you know, look out, because this is what everybody's been waiting for. We got through the non-region stuff. It looks like North Cobb, Walton, and Marietta all got out of there healthy.
Yeah.
So now it's, we'll take our best and line up against your best, and we're going to see what happens.
John, I'm going to ask you one of those pointed questions that coaches wouldn't answer, but I'm going to let you answer it for them, okay? As college football fans, we've already all broke down the national championship, Georgia, Alabama, and the SEC championship. That's what everybody's thinking. And are they going to play again in the playoffs? One will be number one, one will be number four, more than likely. Do you think these coaches in Region 3-7A, knowing that they're one of the stronger 7A regions in the country, has looked and said, okay, if we're number three, we're going to face Region 1-7A, the South Georgia SEC power, in the second round. But if we're number two and we win, come in second instead of third, we're going to end up facing a Collins Hill or somebody like that before we get to the title. Or do you think they're standing on the pat answer, oh, we're just taking it one game at a time?
Well, I don't think you can do anything other than take it one game at a time, because first you got to earn it.
Yeah.
And I believe – I'll have to go back and double check, because I'm not 100% sure. But I think this year, first round is going to match up against the South Georgia teams.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking at
1-4.
Well, you're looking at Colquitt, Tift, Lowndes, Camden.
Yeah.
I think those are the four. So let's say it's Colquitt and Lowndes that are the top two. So whoever's the three seed, and you think North Cobb, Walton, Marietta, one of them's going to end up being the three seed, one of them's going to have to travel down to either Lowndes or Colquitt, or whoever finishes second in that region.
So
that's going to be a start. And then I would think that very quickly you would get into the crossover with Gwinnett County. And so it's going to be a tough row to hoe whichever way you go.
Exactly, because one slip up and you could see Lowndes drop into three or Colquitt drop into three very easily, and if Colquitt drops to three, somebody's looking for a new job there. Pope Greyhounds, what do you got?
Well, we briefly talked on it a little bit earlier. They have an opportunity to completely upend the apple cart here in 2 weeks when they take on Kennesaw Mountain. But they have to beat Wheeler first. Wheeler, I think, has improved greatly their last two games when they played Lassiter was a 7-point game, and then they beat Osborne. Pope hasn't played for a couple of weeks. Wheeler played last week. They've got their freshman quarterback, this Marcus Romaine, who seems to be growing in the job each week that he's under center. Pope can't afford to take this game lightly. They need to get out, get after it, get it in the win column, and then start preparing for Kennesaw Mountain. Don't get caught looking ahead.
Wow. Big stories from last week, and we'll start up at Mount Perrin.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how Jonathan Simmons ran for over 300 yards for South Cobb against Pope. It was, you know, it's a special situation when somebody runs for over 300. Well, lo and behold, Mount Perrin, Sam Griffith Tesh ran for, if the official stats that I got from the school the other day are correct, I believe he ran for 321 and two touchdowns. We had him at 299 Friday night, so it's nice to know that he did eclipse the 300-yard mark. And, you know, it's odd to have two of those in the same season.
Well, the Bulldogs need to go over and check out that Stevens kid on the offensive line that's leading the way for Sam Griffith Tesh. Hey,
I'm sure that's it.
That's it. Daddy would love that. It's a little inside joke here, folks. Marietta North Paulding, where you got?
North Paulding's 3-1. Marietta's 3-2. Marietta coming off of a loss, and then they have a bye week. So I would think that Marietta is going to be very mad when they – or, well, excuse me, very angry when they take the field against North Paulding. North Paulding obviously can play. I'm not sure if they've been really tested yet. So this is going to be their first big test against Marietta. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, Marietta is not one – under Coach Morgan, I throw last year out the window because of COVID and everything else. They don't lose two in a row.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. So I expect Marietta to have a big bounce back week this week.
So the Wolfpack fans coming down off Dabbs Bridge Road have got a lot of whining to do, is what you're saying for the Bulldog faithful, huh? So anyway, Harrison at North Cobb, interesting game, the Battle of Highway 92, you might say. And although they've got a school called Altoona in between them that doesn't play North Cobb, which would be a heck of a rivalry. But anyway, Harrison, can they get a hold of this North Cobb team and do something, do you feel?
Well, you know, the defense, Harrison's defense is solid. Now, Marist took them to task 2 weeks ago. But if they come out and they play sound, the key is, you know, bend, don't break. And then when Harrison has the ball, Jake Walling and some of those guys, Jared Montour and them, they have to control the ball, control the clock, and keep, you know, the best defense is going to be their offense keeping North Cobb's offense off the field. You know, if they're going to have to get a couple of bounces to go their way. They're going to have to, you know, force a fumble, have a, you know, a muffed punt that they recover. You know, something like that. North Cobb's going to have to help them in order to pull off the upset. But, you know, Harrison is always going to be game. It's just a question of how long they're able to hang around.
Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to close out the show, and I'm going to ask John a question that's going to keep the listeners buzzing and keep the downloads coming. On Cobb Football Friday, with the czar of Cobb County football, John Bednarowski, and yours truly, Darren Sutherland.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
John, we always ask this question, and we want to thank our sponsors for being a part of this great show: Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law. But the question we always ask, but I've got two this week that I'm going to throw out there. The first one, and you don't even know what the second one is, but it's going to drive listeners, like I said. The first one is, if you could be at one game this week, where would you be? And it's a great slate of games this week as region play begins. Where are you going, John?
I'm going to go to Walter Cantrell Stadium, and I'm going to watch Campbell and McEachern.
If Campbell beats McEachern at Walter Cantrell Stadium, the Spartans may take down a goalpost.
You know, I would think that would be true, but I that is the game that intrigues me the most, because we're going to find out, you know, exactly how good both of these teams are. Because, you know, if McEachern beats them by 40, then you're thinking, okay, McEachern's obviously better. But I don't see that happening. You know, I think this game could be close. I think Howie has Campbell going in the right direction. I think it's going to be a fun game. Luke Marble, quarterback over there, he's really kind of grown into that position for the Spartans. I am anxious to see how this one turns out.
You know, if I was going to do the same thing and pick a game, I would. The kids at North Cobb Christian need to soak it in this weekend as they go to Bowden, because they will see what true Friday Night Lights is when a whole town shuts down Bowden, Georgia, and they go to a high school football game, especially in a single-A town like Bowden, Georgia. Going to be a good experience for the kids from North Cobb Christian to see a big crowd there at Bowden. Bowden, not what they've been historically, but still a great place to watch a football game. Okay, here's the question that's going to run our ratings up week after week after week, and this is what I'm going to start asking you, okay? And I know you have no idea, but this is a fun thing to ask. Who's coming in to see Malachi Singleton, and where is he leaning right now? He's one of the top junior quarterbacks in the nation at North Cobb. What's the rumors you're hearing? Who's coming around? Are you hearing anything? Is he leaning to Georgia? Is he leaning to Alabama? Is he leaning to Navy? Where's he going?
That's one of the best kept secrets around. I really don't know. I know he's been to I believe he's been to Georgia. I believe he's been to Ohio State. He's been to Auburn. I think he may have been to Michigan. I'd have to go back and look at the list, but I mean, he's made a lot of visits, some official, some unofficial.
We'll see the name.
There is, you know, basically he can go wherever he wants to go.
Does he accept where the Manning kid's going? He don't want to go where the Manning kid's going. He wants to go somewhere different. We'll leave that for another day and another discussion. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Hey, guys, you've been listening to Cobb Football Friday. Thanks once again. Tune in every week, and we'll talk the best in Cobb County football. Brought to you by the Marietta Daily Journal podcast and our friends at Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Edwards Automotive, and Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law. Fear the beard, Johnson and Alday.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at cobbfootballfriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.